Albert Stark was a coward. Not a quivering, jittery, weak-kneed sort of a coward, but the kind who viewed his cowardice as an act of sensibility, a coward in the name of pragmatism. To Albert, his cowardice functioned as a shield that existed to service the very sensible goal of self-preservation. In the West, brave men got killed. Cowards stayed alive. Death was everywhere on the frontier. "Everything that's not you wants you dead," Albert would often say. Outlaws, Indians, angry gamblers, disgruntled prostitutes, wild animals, the weather, disease. Hell, even a trip to the dentist means taking your fucking life in your hands. One needed only to glance at the front page of any local newspaper to see the truth in such a point of view. Infant trampled by sickly mare. Hundreds perish in late spring damp. Schoolmarm felled by tumbleweed abrasion. Mass hanging goes well. Mud deaths reach 30-year high. Dutch family crushed by falling Chinaman. Woman found guilty of adultery. Tongue, breasts removed. 50-acre buffalo herd destroys town. Water tower contaminated by bathing negress. Black bears feast on kindergarten class. Hailstorm drives snakes into local church. No survivors. Yes, it seemed to Albert that fear was a very useful thing for a man living in the southern Arizona territory. So on this blistering hot day, he was quite content to once again allow cowardice to insulate him from an early demise. He stood at the center of the thoroughfare, gun belt at the ready, or so it appeared. The townsfolk of Old Stump lined the street, eager as ever to witness the most electrifying of all frontier spectacles, the showdown.